T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, on the line, Al, speaking of going to a movie, I cannot wait. It is now available on Blu-ray. You can get the NFL film Super Bowl 52 tape right now. And one of the key people in it, senior producer at NFL Films, is Todd Schmidt, and he's on the line with us. Hi, Todd.
How's it going, guys?
Todd, what percentage of people that work at NFL Films are Eagles fans?
I would say it's a solid 50%, if not more. We have a lot of people from other places, but it bleeds green. And so then the people at Films were so psyched to make this film. It was really, really fun.
What was the reaction among the people that the Eagles finally won the Super Bowl, the people that worked there?
Oh, my God. Well, the people who were at the game, there were a lot of people who were lying down in the confetti and doing snow angels. There were people pocketing confetti. We have a couple of people who were part of the core team at the Super Bowl complex. They've been Eagles fans for 30, 40, all their lives. And those people were just out of their minds. It was the dream beyond all dreams. And it's really cool to bring this to the Eagles fans, because we more than anyone at Films know how badly Eagles fans have wanted this, and how long they've been waiting, and what it means to them. And I think that passion is in the film, which is really awesome.
I got to just say this. This is the most charming thing I've heard of this whole process, Todd. You guys actually do two films, because they come out so soon after the Super Bowl. So you had already prepared a Patriots Super Bowl championship film as well.
Just as we did for the Eagles back when the first time they played the Patriots.
Yes, all right, now don't remind us of that. We don't want to hear about that. So, Todd, what happens to all the work that went into that Patriots tape?
That's gone forever, and it happens every year. And there are people who... I've done it several times. I worked on a really good Broncos film a few years ago, and they got destroyed by the Seahawks. You work on a film, and you spend 3-4 weeks of your life researching and coming up with all the great stuff, and that's gone forever. And that's okay. It's part of it. You get used to it. But the real part, when you meet the fans and of the winning team, and when you hear from them, and we get letters and we get emails and phone calls, and they thank us, and they say, "Mike, this is the greatest gift you've ever given my children." Yeah. And it means so much. In New Orleans, after the Saints won, and this was just a few years after Katrina, people were hugging us at the premiere, saying, "You have no idea what this film means."
Yeah.
We had no idea. And I think this time we do. I think this time we really get it, because, our friends, our neighbors, ourselves, and we're all Eagles fans. And, seeing what it's done for this city is pretty, pretty fun. From my son to my neighbors to my family to everybody, it's really been incredible.
No, talk about a labor of love, right, Todd? This had to be the most fun you guys ever had putting one of these together.
Absolutely. The Vince Caputo, our sound mixer, senior sound mixer, who's a brilliant guy, he has been an Eagles fan all his life, grew up in South Philly, and he was saying that he never had more fun in his life doing anything than the last 17 minutes of the film, which is the Super Bowl. And from the guy, all the Eagles fans who worked on it, Katie Morello, who did the opening part where she talked about 1960 and talking, you hear Bill Campbell's voice and on down until the people who finished the film at the end, Dave Plout, who finished the film and did the Super Bowl section. His son is a raving Eagles fan.
In fact, it starts at Franklin Field, right, Todd? The whole thing starts there so you can bridge the 57-year gap.
That's the beautiful thing about NFL Films, is we were able to go to 1960 in Franklin Field in that Packers game, and we were able to show that stuff, and we make that stuff look good. Shot in 1960, but it really looks pristine. That's the fun of it, is finding those little jewels and being able to give them back and say, yeah, it's been this long, and showing footage from 1980 and showing all the hard times. And showing footage that you don't necessarily want to see, but you're going to put up with because you know what's coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, we already know it's got the greatest ending we could ever hope for.
That's right.
Tell us, what are things, we've all lived it in our minds for over a month now. What are things in this film that are going to surprise Eagle fans when they see it?
You know, I think it's two things. First of all, this is the first time in one of these films where we've had two quarterbacks on a winning team mic'd. In other words, we had in week four, we had Carson Wentz mic'd, and then in the Super Bowl, we had Nick Foles. I think seeing the working relationship they had with Doug Peterson is really eye-opening. You know, think about a quarterback's relationship to the head coach, and getting to see the inner workings of that is really cool because you get to see why the team wins and why it's successful, because that relationship really is the cornerstone of what goes on. And we got to see that a couple times with different guys, and it really was inspiring. For me, the most surprising thing was just watching Malcolm Jenkins play defensive back and watching, you know, how he does it back there. You know, because when I'm watching the game on TV, for me as a viewer, I'm watching the ball and I'm watching the offense. I don't necessarily see the closing speed of a safety. Being able to watch him ISO'd a couple times, he was a wonderful, wonderful player back there. And being able to watch him, you know, with a wire and one-on-one, to me, was pretty great and I think pretty exciting. And the third thing, this season for the Eagles had the most unique turning point of any season I can remember. The Rams game was a game that they won, and they won in dramatic fashion and heroic fashion. And normally you say the turning point was like a sudden victory or a win that broke a losing streak. Here it was a win where your franchise quarterback is out for the season. Yep. And that became the turning point. And I thought it's kind of unique to this story. And it surprised me how the story took on new dimensions after that game. And also that game was absolutely beautifully shot, just with the light in L.A. and the lenses they used in that game. It was gorgeous. So to me, that really surprised me how that game was the turning point of the season for the team.
That's a great explanation of some of the stuff you're going to see in it. Hey, Todd, I'm just curious. With so many people involved in this film with their own vested interests because they're Eagles fans, was there a lot of debate about what to put in and what to take out?
You know, there always is.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it comes down to a producer making those decisions. And you have to be ruthless. I've done it. You know, you have a season worth of, you know, we'll just use the Super Bowl. You have 31 cameras. You have six players mic'd. You have more points and more yards than you could possibly think of. More nooks and crannies and points and counterpoints of that game. It was insane. You could write a novel about that game. You know, so you have to decide, okay, what looks best and what sounds best? You're making a film. You're not writing a book. So what are the best images and what are the best sounds? Sure. And if you start with that, your decision-making is very simple.
Now, there's just one thing. I know last night they had it in the NovaCare Auditorium, which is a small room. Seriously, Todd, has there been any thought to doing it in a movie theater so all the fans can go nuts at the end when the ball hits the ground in the end zone and the Eagles are Super Bowl? I think it would be an amazing experience to watch this with a lot of Eagles fans. Has that ever been considered?
It has been considered. There have been discussions. I'm not saying the discussions are over.
You've got to do it. Todd, you got to do it. I'm telling you, we'll support it. We'll fill the building for you. I think it would be so great to watch it. With all that, and you know how many people will come out to see that in a movie theater? IMAX, Todd. All right, let's think big. It would be amazing. Todd, when you saw it all done, you watched the whole thing. Yeah. Was it like re-experiencing the greatest thrill we ever had as sports fans?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I was on the field.
Yeah.
And it's funny, my wife, who is not a football fan, was texting me through the whole game. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And if my wife was that into it, and I'm on the field, and I'm, you know, with 65-70% Eagles fans in that stadium in Minneapolis, and, you know, and that thrill, yeah, I think it does. And when watching the end of it, it's fun. There is suspense. You know what's happening, but there is suspense, and that's because, you know, the music does its job and the writing does its job. So, yeah, it really hits, you know, the last 17 minutes of the film is electric, and the Super Bowl, with everything that went on in that game, that Meshuggah crazy game, I think we pull it off, and I think we make it look fantastic.
I'm getting shivers thinking about it. Listen, it is actually will go on sale. The Blu-ray copy of this will go on sale today. We're giving one away during our contest today. Go to the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop locations, or you can order it online at philadelphiaeagles.com. Todd, you guys are artists, man. I can't wait to see the work you've done on this because I know it's awesome. It's going to be great. Todd, thank you so much for coming out with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Angela.
Right, Todd Schmidt with some great insights.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.